Orla Gimel Sivan, Shmaitzah Shir, Wednesday night. Monday night, we're not. If you want to make plans and you have to take your wife out to a restaurant, so Monday night we're not learning. Monday night, I'm going to a Vort, Justin's Vort. It's Monday night. Justin Zimmerman, my guy, is a chassan. So the Vort is Monday night in Chappelle's. So we're like the stand-in parents. We have to go.
You'll have to go to the chassana too.
Yeah. And I don't mind going to chassanas. I'll have to stay more than 3 minutes. That's... I don't know. Maybe I won't. No, he has his Chappelle's. No, maybe in chassan I won't have to. He has a yeshiva. Like, he has a support system. He's in Chappelle's. So that's... But the Vort, like, my wife has to break the plate with the machate, with the other, you know, with the mother-in-law. And I have to be there. There's like a pseudo of just family. So it would be not nice if he would be there alone. He doesn't have any family. We're his family here. And he can't invite the whole yeshiva to the Suuda, so I have to be there. Then when the party starts, I can take a leave. But the Suuda's from 7 to 9, so it's not going to work. But Baruch Hashem, there's a caliph for everybody. Well, I'm still waiting on Hashem to show me that with my daughter. I'm still waiting to be shown. Okay. Shmaitzah Gimel Perek Ches. Now, I said a svara when we ended yesterday, and people were like rolling their eyeballs. So I want to just read it. That's what Rav Shimon's saying. I'll just read it to you the way this Sefer says it over. It's short, three lines. I'll just read it to you. Maybe he says it better than I was able to say it. This is why you don't say the Cheskas Chai. Why you don't say the Cheskas Chai to say that you do sit Shiva. In other words, the question is when the guy died, within the last 30 days or not within the last 30 days. Within the last 30 days or not within the last 30 days. Yeah, we'll give him a shmaitza here. We always have to be makar of new recruits. Yeah. He's not really a new recruit. He's really an old recruit. He's an old tshuva. Yeah. No, that's it. So, again, the question is, the guy died. You don't know when he died. Do you have to sit shiva or not? And the question is, so the svara that we're saying is, why we're going to go with the Taz, but not the Taz's reason. Meaning we're going to say you do not have to sit shiva. And then the question is, why don't you follow Chazaka? Now the Taz says you follow the Chazaka Dahashta. But we don't like that. The Shmaitzah doesn't like that. So then the flip side would seem to be that if you follow the Chazaka Demeikara, you do sit shiva. Because you say he died at the last possible moment. So in the waning moments of yesterday's year, I said a svara, people rolled their eyeballs. But I'm convinced it's true. Maybe I don't express it well. But I'll read it to you from here. He says, it's Taka Rav Shimon. So I must have subconsciously gotten it from Rav Shimon Shkop. We're not learning text yet. So I'll just read it to you, okay? Maskim? U'b'chidusha Rav Shimon Shkop Kosav Shatam Shebemes Ein Holchim Linyan Avelus Achar Cheskos Chayim, that you don't do the Chazok of the Meikor and say you have to sit Shiva. Ki Legabai HaChai, just let me read it. Ki Legabai HaChai Ein Oigeya HaSofek Im Hoya Chai Oimes. There's no direct, let him finish the sentence. Like Anashus Ish becomes mutter, I'm talking now. Anashus Ish becomes mutter through the death of the guy. So there's a metaphysical effect. He died, she becomes mutter. So I can talk about Chazaka, because that status of dead or alive has a direct effect upon me. Not physical, maybe more than correlation. It's like, it's a direct cause and effect. Maybe that's correlation. It's metaphysical. It's metaphysical, but there's a direct. What? No! Immediate is not the point. I'm sorry. Immediate is not the point. I'm sorry. The point is direct, yashir, cause and effect. Okay. He says, buy a mikveh. The mikveh is the siba why my tefillah was good or not. From Torah or Tome. Just listen to these words, please. Aval hames eino siba so avelus. Veino avelus no ga'as mimenu. I think it should be no va'as mimenu. The avelus is not... A person dying, maybe it's a chiddush even, maybe it's a metaphysical chiddush. The person dying is not machayev mi ba'avelus. His death doesn't...
It's the time frame that correlates.
Right.
Not the mace.
Not the mace. Not
the time frame.
The knowledge of it, because that is
bad. Maybe that's it. Elisha in mace. This is his lotion. Hamace ain't osibus or avelus. They know avelus, I'm telling you, it should be no va'as, not no ga'as. They know avelus, no va'as. It doesn't flow from it. Elisha in mace, chayovim ba'avelus.
When he finds out.
It's situational.
When he finds out, it's not a direct result.
No. You're saying another svara, which may be true, rather. It's a nice svara. It's a good svara. It's a chiddush. It's a good svara. That it's the idea. It's not the misa. Someone dies, I'm yoyrishim. That's right. Someone dies, I'm yoyrishim. A woman's husband dies, she becomes mutter. She's not also anymore, she's mutter. Sitting shiver of Shimon saying it's merely situational. He had a good word yesterday. Derivative.
Yeah.
Is that the right word? It's merely a derivative. It's not like his death, you know, like I say death transfers the property to me if I'm a Yoyrish. Death makes the woman mutter. Death is not Mechayev mi ba'avelus.
So it's like a mess.
Someone dies, I have to sit shiva. I don't know.
It's like a mess, and when you're, according to, I don't know if it was Rav Shimon, it says that when you touch a mace, you become tamed, but the mace itself is not. Is that similar?
No, I don't think so.
This what works.
And maybe what you're saying is a good manifestation of this, that. The mice, if he dies, I don't have to sit shiva if I don't know about it. Not pshat I'm an onus, because I didn't know about it. I don't have to. I'm not an onus. That's the svara.
If she dies, she's mutter.
Yeah, that's a din. Yeah, you learn it out from a pasuk. The Mises Habal is matir and Eishes Ish.
No one has to know.
You know what? I'll give you an example. Maybe sometimes I give examples. My chavrusas always accuse me that my examples are more elaborate and complicated than the thing I'm giving an example for. But let's say someone would come to you and say, I'll give you an example. What I'm about to say is not true, but it brings out the point. Let's say someone would come to you and say, it's not a pasuk that someone's death is matir his wife, that she can remarry someone else. But she doesn't have a husband anymore. It's situational. She doesn't have a husband. So how would I describe that? I would say that the Misa is not matir her to get married. If he's dead, so she's allowed to get married. But like there's no metaphysical link. It's a situational link. And if that would be true, then you couldn't use a Cheskos Chayim to determine her status if she should get married or not, because she's not really linked to the guy if he's dead or alive. There's no link. You want to use the chazaka of the person to paskin her din. Her din, it's not, there's no real connection. It's just situational. Anyway, as Jimin says, that's all. You don't like it. That's all. The Taz didn't hold that way, that's for sure. The Schweitzer didn't hold that way, that's for sure. So, you're in good company. You see, by me it's... By me, it's much stronger because we're talking about the 30 days. I really think it's not... I know it's possible, but something doesn't sit right with me that if he died within 30 days, you mechuyev, like, then his misa is mechayev me to sit shiva, and if he died before 30 days, then his misa is not mechayev me to sit shiva. His misa is the same. It's my kara if he died. I mean, if there's a... I don't hear it. The pshat is it's the situation, so it's not as painful, and I don't, you know, whatever does make me sit shiva, I have to show respect for the mace. I want to explain it. Like, if I say the misa is not mechayev me to sit shiva, so you say, so what is, you asked? So I say, this, what is that I have, no, he's dead, so I have to, let's say, show him respect. I have to show that I care, like I have to sit shiva. But it's not like, it's not something that misa affects. Misa doesn't affect a chiyuv to sit shiva.
No, it's your knowledge of it, but if it's based on your
you
knowledge
say
of
it, that
it
way,
then 30 days wouldn't matter. It's when
so
you
it does
out.
Matter. So there's a din. So there's a din. If you find out about it and 30 days have passed already, it's already an old story. Yeah. Okay, I think we ought to stop.
So, like, why...
If someone would walk in here, they would say, wow, these guys are real literature guys. Misa just makes them dead.
By hektish, right? At the moment that you take this item and you make it hektish. So say that somebody doesn't know, and I know we learned this a ways back. Does the reality change at that moment?
Well, there it does, because you made it hektish. You actually did make it hektish.
But if somebody else doesn't have knowledge...
I don't know. The reality is that it's hektish. I'm not sure. He's dead. There's no question he's dead. I think it's a good sushtel with the Eishes Ish. And that's my best example. If it wouldn't be a possible that Misa is matir in Eishes Ish, and you might very well ask, why do you need a possible? Just say there's no more husband. So, anybody bothered by that? The answer is that all the Isurim in the Torah of Ishus, is a lot of them you see as Osir even after he dies. Eishes Ochiv. Right? So it's Osir even after the brother dies. And you don't say no more brother, no more Eishes Ochiv. Either...
Well, if he doesn't do Chalitza.
Well, granted, there's two ways to learn. Eishes Ochiv. Eishes Achi Ochiv. Or Eishes Beno. All these things are also even after Misa. So you, after the principal died. So you see that it's not true that after a person dies, oh, he's dead. He's not his wife anymore. It's not true. It's a pasuk. And you talk, I have a pasuk. The pasuk says, you learn it out from a pasuk. O ki yomus o ish acharon. You learn it out from a pasuk that his Misa releases his wife to go get married. Good. But let's say... Again, I just want to bring out an example. Let's say it wouldn't be that way. Let's say the truth would be that if her husband dies, she can go get married because there's no more husband. If there's no more husband, there's no more Ishas. Right. Then I would submit to you that if there would be a suffix, you would not be able to use the Cheskos Chayim of the husband. Let's say it would be a question of that. You wouldn't be able to use the Chazaka because there's no direct correlative din between his death and the din. I can only use a chazaka and something else if there's a metaphysical connection. If that din is nogea me as a reality, the mikvah makes me tahor. So if the mikvah's choser, it doesn't make me tahor. But if it's dumb, like he's dead. Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's go weiter. We didn't see that. Now, the Taz brought three rayas. That he's right. That when it's a question of a person dying, if it's a question of when a person died, or an animal died, there was a transaction. It's a question of when something died, and you see it's dead now. Then you follow the now, and that is the chazaka that you follow. And you paskin it was dead during the time period of Safek, right? You go back in time and you say it was always dead because the Cheskos Chai is flawed because the person's omei to die. That's the Tazashita. So, and he brings three rayas. One was One was mefakech es agal. You're digging under the rubble, and you assume that the carbon pesach shechter on him was no good if he found the dead person there, because you assume he was dead when he was when the carbon pesach was shechted. That's raya number one. Raya number two was the transaction of the machlif parah b'chamor, and you found the dead chamor, so you say that the transaction is no good, because you assume if the chamor is dead now, it was dead at the time that the transaction was supposed to have been chal. That was raya number two. And raya number three was the sheetness that hold that he died before 3 days, and therefore you can't say edus who's the dead person. You say that this dead body in front of you died, you don't know when, but you go back till which time you know it was alive. Now, so what's the so when the Shmaitzer goes against the Taz and says no such thing as a Chazaka d'Ashta, so he brings down here, I'll read it to you, just what the Shach's Terutzim on the three Rayas of the Taz. So he brings down here the three Terutzim of the Shach. Number one from the Gaal, very interesting Svara. He says, by the Gaal, you want to know about a specific time. You could paskin al pi the chazaka d'hashta because you want to know about a specific point in time. It's a very interesting svara, you hear? You want to know about a specific point in time, the point in time when the carbon pesach was shechted. But in our case, let's say with the guy before 30 days or after 30 days, there's no time frame. Like, you're not talking about 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock. You're just talking, like you're saying, if he's dead now, like, he was always dead, so that you don't say. The only time you say it by Mefakeh HaKal is because you're talking about a psak of Chazaka. So the Shach says, Bishlam, if you're focused at a certain point in time. So you say, okay, at this point in time, the Paskin was alive. But just to leave it open-ended and to say, we know he wasn't always dead, because we know he was alive.
Why can't you use the point in time as the 3 days?
In which case? No, we're not. Yeah, but we're not focused. You mean we're focused on day number 31 back. But the psak is saying, Aval hocha ein zman yodua shetomar lamafreya miyom zemes. The chazaka doesn't focus you on a point in time. You know, why not? I don't know, Taka. Good question. You want to know why not? You want to know about minute number one of day of 30 days ago. Okay. Machle Pora Bachamor is you have Cheskes Momen helping you, so you don't know it's because that you say now it's Mace, it was always Mace. Maybe it's because you're following Cheskes Momen. And the third Raya. Says maybe you go to the Cheskos Eishes Ish, so maybe you go to the Cheskos Eishes Ish. Okay, the Shach answers the Taz's Rayas. You're right. I'm not sure what it is. The Chayyim also you focused on a certain point in time. Okay, let's go back to finally. V'chein nira. We're in the Shmaitza. The paragraph starts with V'chein nira. V'chein muchach. No. V'chein nira. V'chein nira mehod etzlan. Again, he's going against the Taz. Another raya against the Taz. V'chein nira mehod etzlan. So perik misha achzo. Kosful like this. A guy gave a get and said, if I don't come back home, he was going away. If I don't come home for the next 12 months, kisvu tnu get l'ishti. And he didn't come, and they wrote it, and they gave it, and then you found out he died. Now you don't know when he died. And obviously they can't give a get after the guy died. So the question is, when did he die? Before they gave the get or after they gave the get? So, plus for lachas shemus achodesh, v'nos for lachas shemus achodesh, umeis, imaget koydem lemisa harezeh get. Imamisa koydem leget, eino get. V'mein yadua, but if you don't know, says the Gemara, you don't know if he died before the get or after the get. Zuisha omru mugureshus, v'eino mugureshus. It's a sofek. V'buchach mizeh, it's a sofek, v'gam b'meis, v'oz le'inam b'asha hashtah. The enamel like the Taz, Peshas Mitzvah, son. And the way Misa played him the get, you would automatically say that the Misa took place before the get, if we extrapolate backwards. Reina Mugeresh is Vadai. And she's for sure not Mugeresh. Not. Right now it's a suffix. Reina Mugeresh is Vadai.
She's for sure.
What?
This is just so we know if she's Mugeresh or an Almana?
Yeah. Negehibim. Ella. Says the Shmaitzah the Lachar Akashia, but really, it's a question on, according to me also, why don't you go Basa Chazaka de Meikara? If he mashik asavdi, to the Meis Nami as Lina Basa Cheskus Chai, Ramidin Hashkahu de Meis, you go Basa Chazaka de Meikara, and came leather in the Gureshus Vadai, so why don't you say, follow the Cheskus Chayim? And other Rabbi, he was for sure alive at the time of the get. So it's a Vadai. Why do you end up with a suffix? L'chora Chazaka should be able to help you. Here's the Kasha on the Taz. Why doesn't the Chazaka the Hashta make you for sure not Mugureshus? So he says, okay, you see, not like the Taz. He says, wait a second, I'm not much better off. Why don't you follow the Chazaka the Meikara and say she for sure is Mugureshus? Because the guy was alive at the time of the get. Ranch, Kosovo.
What does it mean,
Mugureshus? Suffolk. Suffolk Mugureshus. It's a fancy way of saying Suffolk Mugureshus. What do you do? She can't get married to anyone else, and the Baal's stuck with giving homozonos. The estate, I mean, is stuck with giving homozonos. Don't worry. You let the rabbi deal with it. Don't worry. The point is, it's a suffix, and if it's a suffix, it means you're not using chazaka. And the Torah is one of two chazakas that we should be able to use, either the cheskos chayim of meikara or the cheskos meis of now. So he's asking now, why don't we taka use the cheskos chayim of meikara? The aran kosov shalom perik mi shachsov zel shono. The meini yodua lo mukmina becheskos chay, even the meis lefonenu ayin shom. That's what the aran says. But that's not much help. The Shmaitzer doesn't like that at all, as we know. Umabakach, the mace lefonenu, kiva the amrinon, hashtahu the mace. Umabakach, the mace lefonenu, kiva the low amrinon. What do you guys have? Kiva the.
Amrinon.
Low amrinon. Be low amrinon. We don't say hashtahu. Oh, I'm sorry. I got mixed up. Yeah, we say hashtahu the mace. We follow the chazaka the meikara. And we say he just died now, or at the latest possible time that we're able to say he died. In other words, the Chazaka de Meikara trumps the Chazaka de Hashta, even if you know the change occurred. You say, okay, the change occurred, but we will go with the status quo until such time that we know it occurred. So, you know, the Ran is fair, you know, the Ran is fair for the Gemara Nida. What? The Ran's saying you can't follow Chazaka the Meikara because he's the Zereyasa. He's Meis Lefonecha. So the Shmaita says what we know from Nida Davbeis and all the other Rayas he brought, that when there's a clash between Chazaka the Meikara and Chazaka the Hashta, Chazaka the Meikara wins. Even if right now the change occurred and you see the change Lefonecha. But still, the Chazaka the Meikara fills in the twilight zone. Your zone of suffix when you don't know. Mabakak the mace with Fonenu, keeping the Aminan Hashtahu the mace, because of the Chazaka the Meikara. Venera Lomar and Shmaitza wants to explain the Gemara. Why is it a suffix? Shimbahasim Ika Kenegdo Cheskos Eishasish, because there's another Chazaka that says Eishasish Velonis Garsha. Shimachi Avi Suffix. In other words, other words, so this is really weird, because you're using the Cheskos Eishes Ish to say she wasn't Ms. Garsha. But you're saying he died.
But there's also a chazaka from the get, theoretically.
But you're saying he died. What are you saying? You're saying Lonis Garsha, but if he's Lonis Garsha, it's because he was dead then. And if he was dead, she also wasn't the Nacious Ish. So how could... It's really weird what the Shemaitzer says. He says, the reason you don't follow Chazaka de Meikara and say he was alive at the time of the get is because you're using the Cheskos Eishes Ish to say the get was invalid. That makes absolutely no sense. The get was invalid because he was dead. If he was dead, she also wasn't the Nacious Ish. How can you use the Cheskos Eishes Ish?
Maybe it's like the Enes Avuach Svara, like going from two different reasons for the same
but
thing.
Here he's dead.
He's dead.
His mom is dead. She's not a Nacious Ish.
It's not possible that he died after the 12 months. He wrote it, if after 12 months, then whatever. Maybe he died. We don't know when he
which
died.
Which would give you a
maybe he died in the
12th
month. Maybe
that's
died
not what the suffix is. The suffix is...
If that's the only way I can understand this. If we don't know... Now, we want to know what she wants to say.
No, he didn't come back. Maybe because he died, but he didn't come back. The question is only if he died before the get or after the get. Yeah, the question is asked here.
Right, but the get was a conditional get, if you will, that if he doesn't come back within 12 months, he gets the get. Is that correct?
The get was given. The question was he alive at the time of the get or not? He gave the get because there was a fulfillment of the condition. He didn't come back for 12 months.
Maybe right. He's still alive.
Now you find out the reason he didn't come back was he's dead.
Right, but if you're
you
saying...
Know if he died after. No, he
after
died
the get.
12 and a half months, it's
no, but he didn't come back for 12 months.
Right, he didn't come back. So, but it's not necessarily that he died. Maybe he died after.
After the get.
Right.
And maybe he died before the get.
Right.
You say it's a suffix. Right. Now, why don't you follow Chazaka de Meikara and say he was alive at the time of the get? Because of Cheskos Eishes Ish.
That's what I'm saying. If he died after the get, then before, in between the period of the get and when he died, there's Cheskos Eishes Ish.
What?
He
died after the get. He died after the get, then the get's a get.
Right, right. Forget it.
Forget it?
No, wait. B'shel Sechuvas Achiezer, you hear B'shel Sechuvas Achiezer, Heir Shadivri Hashem Shmaitzu Tmuhim. Sheyev Shaloyma Shal Yodei Cheskos Eishes Ish, Nomar Shemes Metchila, that he died before the get, Belonis Garsha, because she became Eis Eishes Ish through the Misa. B'yem HaMisa Koidim L'get, Harei Nifka O Iser Eishes Ish Mikoidim. So if anything, the Cheskos Eishes Ish should also say he was still alive until the get. Because that way she remains an Eishes Ish longer. I didn't see anybody answer the Shmaitzer. It's like a weird when you have an answer. Like Cheskos Eishes Ish,
when you have two different when you have two different reasons that would result in the same thing.
Let me get straight. We want to know if he died before the get, and it was an invalid get. Right? We don't know. We're focused on the get. So we're saying it's a suffix. We say, why is it a suffix? Why don't you follow the chazaka that says he was alive at the time of the get, and it's a good get? So his answer is there's a Cheskos Eishes Ish that says it wasn't a good get. Right, so that's weird.
Not sure.
Do these few words make any sense? When he says, I'm just upset. It's the few words, the nire. What does that mean?
Okay, let's go by. Let's try to finish the parrot. Okay. So, but upon him, what the Shmaitzer has created here, it might sound familiar to some of you who remember back to the previous Shmaitzer. He's created a situation that when you have a chazaka against a chazaka with a reyusa, and there's another chazaka, so the result is it's a suffix. Now, really, the Gemara Nida says the result is a vadai, the other way, because it's called Taita L'Reyoso. But the Rambam sheet that was that it's only a suffer. So that just says, I mean, near a Raya, hey, this is a great Raya, L'Mashikos of a Rambam, Gabi Chavis, with a question of Truma. The Taita L'Reyoso, Lohavi El Asafik. Taita L'Reyoso means the Chazoka de Beikara is bumped up against the Chazoka de Hashta, that's one Reyoso. And there's another Chazaka, maybe Cheskos Tomei, or Cheskos Tevel, whatever the case may be. So the Rambam says it's a Sofek, not a Vadai. Not like the Gemara Nida seems to say that it's Vadai. To e name of the title of Reyes Havalei Vadai, and came to your Vadai Eina Mugureshus. We're back with the problem. The Chivin, the Hibacheskos Eishas Ish, Rei Meis Lefonecha, Vavalei Kamoi Mikvah Shenimdad, and you found now it's Choser, and you have the Cheskos Tumma, by Yenshom Meshikosadnu, Beperek Aleph. Okay, so L'chorah, this is great. L'chorah is a Gemara, like the Rambam, that's it's only a Sofei. U'miyu Efshar L'yashem Gamadas HaToizos V'harashba, D'sfirulei B'tar T'lareyos O'davalei Vadai, Ha'inu Mishum D'vimik V'shanimdad V'nimtza Choser, Cheskos Tomei Havalei Chazoka Shleimo. It's an unflawed Chazoka. Loma du Adayin Tomei. So one chazok is flawed, one chazok is not flawed, and therefore that's called vaday. Shemochi avalei vaday. Aval hocha k'shem shecheskos chai choser lefanecha, because he's dead. Ochanami cheskos eishas ish choser lefanecha, because right now you know for sure she's a pnuya. Tashtami is pnuya he. So you know she's not an eishas ish anymore. There has to be a teretz to that, like Cheskos Chai. What does he say? That the Cheskos Chai, but now he's dead. Why don't you follow Cheskos Chai? Because against the Cheskos Chai, there's a Cheskos Eishasish.
Against or for?
Yeah, that's the question. Like,
it sounds more for than against.
No, that's the problem. He's looking at Cheskos Eishas Ish to say, and therefore it's not a good get. Yeah, that's weird. Okay.
Maybe Cheskos Eishas Ish is an onus.
Is what?
An onus. He didn't come back and
say
it was an
onus. That's, you see, we're assuming that's not called onus. That's a sugi of Einon Yis Begitnik, Subas Tavvezim at Beis. Yeah, so he calls it flawed. But there's a bigger kasha than flawed. What kind of Cheskos Eishas Ish to say he was dead at the time of the get?
Oh, you say Onesh? That's weird. He didn't come back.
It's not the case. If you learn the Gemara Subas Tavvezim at Beis, if it would be Einon Yis, the whole Gemara wouldn't make sense. And we would have a suffix if she's an. Learn the Bezim and Bezim Tzubis, you'll see it's not a question of violence.
Cheskos Eishas Ish says she was an Eishas Ish until he was dead.
Okay.
Cheskos Eishas Ish says she was an Eishas Ish until he was dead.
Died. Yeah.
She maintained her status of Eishas Ish until the point we're interested in, which is when he died.
Yeah.
And it works against Cheskos Chai.
Wait, why don't you say Cheskos Chai and the get was good because he was alive at the time of the get? So you're saying there's a Cheskos Eishas Ish.
Since he was Eishas Ish.
Until he died. Yeah, until he died. Wait, there's a Cheskos Eishas Ish until he died.
In which case the get would be bad.
In which case the get.
She didn't get the get until after he died.
Yeah, but you're making the Cheskos Eishas Ish into a negative chazaka.
No,
The Cheskos Chai says he was alive until he got the get. Until he got the get. The Baal was alive until he got the get. So he says, but there's something against that.
She says exactly the opposite. She was Eishas Ish until he died.
You guys, I'm not following. No. So what's the question? How can you say Cheskos Eishas Ish You're saying, wait, there's a wonderful chazaka that says he was alive at the time of the get. Why isn't it a vaday get? That's because chai, he was alive. So the answer is, but against that, this nagate to that is a cheskas eishes ish.
That she was married
until the get, until he died.
Yeah, I hear that. She was married until he died.
And that happened to be before the get.
How's that against? She's aishes ish.
He's saying the cheskas aishes ish. What? Rabbi Yaakov suggesting that we're not saying Cheskas Eishes Ish until that she's an Eishes Ish until the latest possible time, because that would be the same as the Cheskas Chai that the gets valid. That's our problem. The Shmaita says the Cheskas Eishes Ish is against the Cheskas Chai. So he's saying the Cheskas Eishes Ish is to be described. She's an Eishes Ish until he died. Like nothing else marred her marital status. She's an Eishes Ish until he died. So then it would be Taka Menageid, because then we would have to say that the get was no good. You want to say the get was good because of the Cheskas Chai, but the Cheskas Eishes Ish would be telling us she's an Eishes Ish until you know that he died.
The Cheskas Ish just doesn't go against the get. That's what a get does. It undoes the status.
It's an interesting thought. He's saying, don't look at the Cheskas Eishes Ish as a timeline. She's an Eishes Ish. It's not necessarily a timeline. She was an Eishes Ish until the last possible time. That would make no sense. That would validate the get, not invalidate the get. So he's saying, the Shmaitza is proposing she's an Eishes Ish until you know that the husband died. But there was nothing else that made her Eishes Ish. That made her no longer an Eishes Ish. She's like, maybe it's not even a Chazaka de Meikara almost. Like, she's Becheskes Eishes Ish, and the only thing that will mar that status is...
12 months ago.
No, that's the point.
Is his death.
Is the death. Maybe it was a get? No, it wasn't a get. She's Becheskes Eishes Ish. So the only thing that would mar it is the death. Now, that might mean saying that the death happened before the get. Right? But that's okay, you're saying. It's not a... He's saying the Shmaita doesn't mean that the Cheskas Eishes Ish puts the moment of death after the get. Obviously, it doesn't. And it would be the same as the Cheskas Chai. It says that there's no other outside factors that marred her Eishes Ish status except his death. Nothing else, like...
But is there a Chazaka like that?
No, in the get.
That's what he, like, Cheskas Eishes Ish. Like, you can make up your own chazaka, apparently.
Still sounds okay. Like it's a reyesa in that chazaka. Yeah.
Okay, we'll go by to tomorrow, maybe. We'll stop Perek Tes. It's Hashem. Go ahead. You have a chazaka. You just walk the chazaka, you hit three times.